Yes.
Number nine. Welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast. I am Dr. David Maddow, and this is episode number nine.
Hey, it is fantastic to be here with all of our Dental Practice Fixer Podcast listeners. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow, your co-host. We are here together in the studio, ready for another cool episode. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different because we're going to show you how to get your patients to, what do you think the next word is going to be? To refer, to get their treatment completed? No. We're going to talk to you about ways to get your patients to resent you.
Really? Cool. Never been done on a podcast.
Probably not. Why would you want your patients to resent you? Well, you don't want your patients to resent you. So it's a little bit tongue in cheek, but these are actually things that we see all the time when we visit offices, when we're visiting our coaching clients, when we're talking to dentists and team members at the ends of seminars, more likely when we're in someone's practice. We see people do things that their patients don't like. So we're going to tell you the 10 ways to get your patients to resent you. And then, of course, the advice will be don't do them.
Don't do that. And by the way, it's always good to be back in the studio with you. I'm drinking I tell you, I'm usually a tea guy, but I'm drinking some dark roast coffee and it is delicious. I'm loving this. What are you drinking there?
I'm drinking some green tea. It's actually, again, you may remember this from a previous episode, Moroccan mint tea made by Stash. Great stuff.
That's your go-to stuff
there. In my Abbey Road mug. I mean, What could be better sitting in the studio here? Our beautiful studio. All right, so hey, let's talk about the top 10 ways to get patients to resent you. But before we do, I'm going to give a real quick tip that will save you money, and that is www.fiverr.com. It's spelled FIVERR. It's like five with two R's on the end. www.fiverr.com. It's a site where people kind of put up their services, and it could be any kind of services, and it's dirt cheap. A lot of people are in countries where the scale of economy is completely different than the U.S., so you get real bargains. But what are some examples of things you can get done for your dental practice on Fiverr? You can get logo design. You can get, you know, stationary business card design. You can get video editing. Maybe you have a bunch of testimonials or office tours or whatever, and they just are a little clunky. You want someone to edit them. You can get that done. You can get a spokesperson, a voiceover artist. And what else, Dave? Can you think of anything offhand?
Well, this is not really the most ethical thing in the world, but you can get almost anything. You can actually get somebody doing a video, like a patient, like a great testimonial, a video testimonial saying how they come to you and you're the greatest dentist.
Well, you can put one of those things that says not actual patient, on the commercials for the lawyers.
or these results, do not expect these results. Right. Results vary or something like that.
But I guess
almost anything.
Yeah, the bottom line, you can get any kind of service done. You know, just next time you need something like that, use your imagination, go to fiverr.com, www.fiverr.com. We use it all the time here at the Maddow Center. You should try it too.
Yeah, I'm a longtime Fiverr user. Love it, man. Good tip today. I like it, man.
Thanks. I just used, actually, it's funny. I used Fiverr not long ago. Nothing to do with dentistry, but I was writing a song and needed some French translation.
No way.
And I swear. And I went on there, and I mean, it was like $10 to do two verses of French translation, beautifully done, or so I think, because my French isn't that great. But the point is, anything. Use it in your personal life, too.
Muy bien. That's Spanish.
Merci. Les garçons toujours fins. Okay. Here's a way to get your patients to resent you. Run late. Run late and your patients will resent you. They may actually leave your practice and they won't tell you that's why they're leaving, but they do not like it. Again, we're not going to have time to go into like solutions for each of these things today just to keep the podcast under 6 hours, but maybe we'll do each individual one in the future. But if you run late, your patients will resent you and they certainly will not refer their friends and family if they're sitting in the reception area growing spider webs. And that old trick of taking them back on time but then letting them rot in the treatment room, they're onto that. They know that's running late too. So if you want to think of one great way to get your patients to resent you, run late all the time. It just shows them you don't respect their schedule.
I can't remember if I ever told you this story, Rich, but I actually left a friend of mine's practice who's a dentist. I left his dental practice because every single time I went in there, they were running late. And I'll tell you something, I'm a pretty busy guy, but I just... I didn't want to put up with the bullshit. It was like predictable every single time. The hygienist would be running at least 15 to 20 minutes late. And it's not the kind of thing I wanted to pull in 20 minutes late, because then they say, oh, you're late,
Dr. Madison. Of course, that is your fault.
You can't do that. But I left the practice. Yeah. I left them.
I left my allergist because he was running late all the time. Not only did I leave, but on the way out, I asked his office manager if she could recommend another allergist who did not run late all the time. And she did. And I left and went to the competition. And they can't cure you anyway, so it didn't really matter. But at least this guy ran on time.
Great story. Another way to get patients to resent you, this is a good one, is to have unclear financial arrangements. I mean, just leave it up to whatever anybody wants to do. Just never specify how you're supposed to get paid. And I'll tell you something. It's not only is your practice going to be a disaster, but once it comes down to the time where your patients do have to pay you, they're going to be pissed off at you. They're going to resent you because they didn't really, they're going to say, well, you never told me. Well, you know, look, isn't it kind of inferred that you have to get paid?
But I thought my insurance covered 100% of everything.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So, if you want your patient to resent you, just make it unclear, make it vague. Don't really tell them how they're supposed to pay you. And it's going to be a disaster, which will be great for you, right? This is all tongue in cheek, by the way. I hope you know this by now.
But it's like a double whammy of resentment, because they won't like you, and then you won't get paid.
You won't get paid.
What could be better than that?
Really, you're going to resent the patient too.
Right, the double resentment paradox.
Double. It's a double.
Miles likes that one quite a bit. Okay, another way, I feel like these should go without saying, but we see them so often. Another way to get your patients to resent you is to hurt them. And that doesn't mean smack them or insult them. It means that you don't take your time and give a lot of care when giving an injection. I mean, some people, I don't need topical. Jam that needle right in there. You do need topical, and you need to let it sit, and you need to be really gentle with your injection. But not only that, the other way we see docs hurt their patients is the patients aren't really numb, and they start treating them. Ow! And oh, is it pain or is it pressure? I mean, you know, we've seen so many ridiculous things. Right? If you could just kind of make it through this, it's just going to be another couple minutes. Don't worry about the pain. No. These days, every dental procedure should be 100% pain-free. Give the pain-free injection. Make sure your patients are completely numb. And if they're not completely numb and you're treating them, stop immediately and do whatever it takes to get them numb. And if you're not doing it right, learn some better injection techniques. Perfect your PDL. Just whatever it is, learn how to do it right. Don't hurt your patients. Do you really want to hurt them?
Do you? Basic dentistry, man. I mean, come on.
Funny that you said that, yeah, Dave. Basic dentistry, because I feel like, geez, who doesn't know this list? And the only reason we're doing it is because we see it.
Do you think we're going to get people to unsubscribe to this podcast?
No way.
I know all this shit already, but you might know it, but you're not doing all of them. I guarantee it. Well, here's another one that I think a lot of people don't do, because the docs get so into the dental part. They treat their patients like they're a number, and they don't really know much about them or much about their personal lives. And I'll tell you something, that's a great way to get your patients to resent you. If your patient feels like they're coming in, and let's say you even, I heard this from a friend of mine who left her dentist not that long ago. It was pretty funny. She said she would get into a conversation with her dentist. Her dentist would ask her a question, but then my friend said, but my dentist never really listened to the answer, just kept asking more stuff or kept talking, but never really cared what I said or never listened to me. And it's a great way to get your patient to resent you. Just, you don't care.
That kind of harks back to episode 2 in likability, when you're not listening. Yeah. You're just, you've got to treat your patient like they're, and you know, it's
like they're
funny.
Human being.
I remember we were in a practice, might have been a couple years ago, and the assistant kept saying, Doc, you've got a crown prep in room 3. Doc, you've got a hygiene check. You don't have a crown prep in room 3. You've got like Mrs. Jones in room 3, and she needs to be treated that way.
There's a human being on the other end of those teeth. Just don't treat the teeth.
Right,
treat the person.
Exactly.
God. Oh, my God.
Good one. Getting pissed off already. Okay, the next one is, if you want your patients to resent you, just act like the rich dentist. Flaunt your wealth. Park your expensive car with a personalized license plate that says Flossom or Rid DK in the case of a dentist I worked for many, many years ago before I had my own practice. That car costs more than most people's houses, and he parked it right in front of the office. You know, wear your expensive clothes. Tell your patients you just got back from a 3-week trip in Europe, and then humble brag a little bit. Say, oh, it's so difficult to do because my entire landscaping crew didn't know what to do when I was out of town. You know?
is that like a new thing, a humble brag?
Humble brag.
Is that acceptable?
A humble brag is never acceptable, is it? Do you know that term?
Well, I kind of figured it. I didn't really know the term. You might have told me in the past, but
it's a term the millennials use. A humble brag.
Why did I think that was a millennial thing?
They have the best
terms. What's like another example of a humble brag?
A classic example is like, if I win one more trophy, I'm going to have to build a new shelf. It's such a pain in the ass. I'm not going to have room for all these awards. I can't stand it.
Oh, man.
So don't flaunt your wealth in front of them. They already think you're rich, but they want to think you're down to earth also. And they probably think you're richer than you actually are. And don't try to prove that you're rich by getting all these things that you can't afford and don't need either. And then flaunt it.
Yeah, that's makes pretty, it even worse. Pretty common in the doctor world.
Yep.
Another one is, if you really want to get your patients to resent you, try this. Reprimand your team in front of your patients. Reprimand or like be nasty or be like a jerk to your team in front of your... Well, first of all, you should never reprimand or be nasty to your team members anyway. I mean, reprimanding is okay if you do it in a kind way, but like be nasty. But when you do that in front of a patient, that is like such a no-no. And your patients are going to get... They're not going to feel good about you at all, doc. So
it's unbelievable. And again, we've seen all this stuff. We've seen doctors insulting their assistant in the middle of a procedure saying, you know, I showed you how to do that last week. What's wrong with you? I can't believe you lost this or did. It's just unbelievable. And the opposite of that is, you should compliment your patients compliment your team. We're getting this team patient thing mixed up. You should compliment your team in front of your patients as much as you possibly can. First of all, it's great for the team member to hear a nice compliment. Mm-hmm. It's great for the team member to hear it in front of a patient. And it shows the patient that you're a kind, caring dentist because you are the kind of person that loves to freely compliment people. So compliment your team in front of your patients. Don't reprimand them.
Yeah. You know, back in the day,
back when my hair was long.
Exactly. I heard all these stories about docs like getting really pissed off at their team and like throwing instruments across the room. Now, I say I heard a lot of these stories. I never saw it happen. I never did it.
I have seen it happen.
You actually saw a doc.
I saw a doctor
throw an instrument,
throw a violin right across the wall. I saw it happen.
You are weird.
I have seen a doctor slam an instrument down on the bracket table.
Okay, that's one thing, but
it's not good.
That's not good. But you heard the stories about docs,
everybody's
like, taking a
stories.
Mirror and chucking it across
room. I've never seen that.
I'm sure it's happened.
It's probably happened. Everything's happened.
Not
but
good at all.
It doesn't matter. Never, ever, ever. You should never lose your temper at all in life, but I know some people it's easier said than done, but certainly never in front of a patient and never to a team member either. It doesn't get you anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay. How about another one? And that is, look, our patients don't floss. Our patients don't have good oral hygiene like we have. It's just a fact. Some of them do, but most don't. Most of them don't concentrate on their oral hygiene as much as we do. But the mistake is, don't lecture your patient about their oral hygiene and make them feel guilty because they're not doing a good job. Yes, encourage them. Teach them. Let them know the benefits of good oral hygiene. Tell them that you're with them. Do they need any help or just whatever it is, but don't lecture them. Don't berate them. Don't make them feel like they're a bad person because their priorities on oral hygiene aren't as high as ours are. That's just our reality. So encourage, love, don't lecture. Don't reprimand.
But if you have a patient that actually is a bad person, can you make them feel like a bad person? What's the rule there? Let's say they're like a bad person.
Like a mean, nasty person or a criminal or something like that.
I think you should be able to make them feel like a bad person.
Nope. It's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because I always used to tell my team this, that the nastiest patients need the most loving. And if you can turn around a nasty patient, they can become the best patients and the best referral sources. When somebody's cranky or in a bad mood or nasty all the time, it's obviously a reflection of something else going on in their life. So give them the most loving. Do it. It makes you feel good too.
You know, I'll tell you something. We should do an episode on that one day because even in life, not even in the dental, but in life, if you take a person that's like just being a total asshole or a dick or something like that, and human nature would be like you'd be mean back to them, but if you treat them really kindly, you're right, a lot of them just need love and it totally turns them around and they're like a different person in like 3 minutes.
I gotta tell you, this is a very, very, very small example, but it just happened to me yesterday.
This is a tangent.
No, it's about this.
Okay. No, tangents are okay.
It's a tangent. It's a tangent. Might be a cosine. I don't know. I needed a cosigner, but that's going off on a tangent. How often do you get trigonometry humor on a dental podcast? I had to pick up a prescription at the pharmacy yesterday. I called it in. and they told me it would be about an hour. I left my house, went to the pharmacy, which is near the office. Took me about 40 minutes total to get there by the time I got to my car, blah, blah, blah. I went there and asked for it, and the woman said, "It's not ready yet. I told you it was going to be an hour." It was like a frown on her face, like she was, you know.
Exactly, yeah. And I get the picture.
And then the pharmacist looked up and said, "Oh, I'm just working on it right now. I'll be able to have that for you in a couple minutes," with a big smile on her face. I'm thinking, this person, she's like blaming me. I knew it was under an hour, but she doesn't have to be all sour about it. And I thought I could either, you know, be mean to her. I said, "Oh, don't worry about it. I really appreciate that you're going out of your way to get this ready for me since I'm here." And she almost smiled. But
she almost, but she didn't smile. But almost,
I get it. You can tell, but you know, just be kind.
Maybe with a little more nurturing, you could have actually gotten her to smile. Exactly. It's like a challenge sometimes.
A little pet project.
To get these people to smile. Yep. It's like a challenge.
Well, we do that when we lecture sometimes, when we do our seminars. Sometimes you focus in on the one person that looks like they're having a horrible time and try to get them to laugh or smile or open up. It's good. It's a good challenge. It's a good skill to have.
It actually is. Seriously. Yep. We'll do an episode on that.
But we have a lot of episodes we're going to do.
A lot of episodes. Yeah, exactly.
So this is just season one, though. Don't worry.
Let's see. Here's another one I think is good. So if you want to get your patients to really resent you, don't give them adequate information about potential post-op pain.
Oh, they'll hate that.
you take a few teeth out, you do a major procedure, you do like a big case or something, you just say, "Okay, you know, see you next time," and they go home and they think that everything's going to be fine. But God, if you just tell them what is possibly going to happen, you become the genius, you become the good guy. But if you don't tell them and they're home and in pain or have swelling or bleeding or something, then you're the jerk.
Absolutely. You know, my strategy always was to exaggerate the pain a little bit.
Exactly.
I love to exaggerate the pain, say this is probably going to be really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Here's my home number. These days, cell phone number, of course. And then when it's just a little bit uncomfortable, you're the hero.
You're the hero.
And totally. I love to give, if there are no allergies or contraindications, some ibuprofen while they're still numb. Mm-hmm. It's just a great little technique. And then even if they do feel some pain, they'll think, "Oh, well, I'm glad I had that Motrin because it probably would have been worse." It's good to be the hero.
You know, because heroes are kind of hard to find.
They are real.
So be the hero.
I agree. Definitely. Okay. Every time I say one of these, I'm thinking this should go without saying. But again, we see this, and that is, don't discuss controversial topics with your patients. Now, the two biggies are politics and religion. And even if you think you practice in an area where everybody's on one side of the aisle, so to speak, or everybody's the same religion, they're not. And so don't discuss politics. Don't discuss religion. Again, this should go without saying, but don't make snide or you know, nasty comments about race or sexual preference or just anything like that. And if you think we're being politically correct, well, you know, we're not the most politically correct guys in the world, but there is a line, and you should never ever make comments like that. You never know who you're talking to. You never know. Somebody may seem like they're just like you, but they could have a relative or a loved one who's nothing like you, and you just don't know. Why open up that can of worms? Talk about you know, travel or sports or anything that's fun, entertainment, dentistry, the patient's hobbies, what they like to do. There's no reason to go to any topic that could be even construed as controversial.
I agree.
Oh, excellent.
That's the only comment I have. So yeah, totally agree with that one, Rich. Good one.
Just realize that even if you think you're in great company, you may not be. And if a patient starts making a comment that is, you know, racist or sexist or anything, just
don't go there.
Don't go there. Yep. Even if, you know, you think, this patient's cool, we're going to have a little laugh. Don't ever.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. I know a guy, actually a friend of mine. He's a really good guy. And this guy is not a racist or anything. He's a really kind person. But he was on the police force. And this is a true story. I'm telling you.
You have a friend on the police force. I'm impressed.
Seriously. And he just got booted off the Baltimore City Police Force because he was up in a helicopter and he made some kind of joke that maybe it could have been taken racially or something, and it got like taken to this whole thing, and he got booted off the plane for a joke.
It was,
you got to be very careful.
It's not really like that. You shouldn't be doing it anyway.
I mean, you really shouldn't. You got to be kind.
If you don't realize in this world that we need to treat everybody with love and respect, well, you got to rethink your strategies. So you shouldn't do it anyway. But look, we know some people's standards are different, but Just don't.
I'm with you, man. With you cool. on that. Last one. I'm going to say, if you want to get your patients to really resent you, speak like another language, like Portuguese or like Tagalog or something like that. Just speak in, it's kind of a joke, but you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
You know exactly what we're talking about. You know, when you start telling a patient they've got a carious lesion on the mesiolingual of number 13, they don't know what the F you're talking about. So, and, you know, the day we used to go into offices, and we would overhear the dentist speaking to the patient. And some of the things you guys are saying to patients, you know, we know this language, Rich, you know it, I know it, you know it, you're listening to us, but your patients don't understand this language. Speak in lay terms. Unless you want to be resented, then speak your Tagalog, Portuguese, Hebrew, Arabic,
I'm impressed
whatever,
by Tagalog. That would
I love
be pretty
Tagalog.
Cool. I remember distinctly we were in a practice coaching a client, and you know, when we're in the office, people are on their best behavior.
Oh,
and this dentist was showing the patient their beautiful radiograph on the monitor, like the patient knows what to look at anyway, and saying, now as you can see, there's an apical lesion on the distal root of tooth number 30, and it looks like the PDL is infected. I don't know. And what's the patient doing? Oh, and they're really thinking, what is this guy talking about, and how much is it going to cost
me? They're also thinking, are those my x-rays?
Exactly. No,
is
they're my dog's x-rays.
My teeth?
Right. Well, there you have it. Hey, 10 ways to get
perfect 10
ways to get your patients to resent you. Do all 10 and your patients will really, really resent you. You can be the champion and you'll have a lot of spare time on your hands.
Before we leave for the day, we got to do the call of the week.
Let's
dial a good one up right now.
Thank you for calling. My name is Tatiana. How can I help you?
Hi there. I think I need like 3 or 4 crowns, and I want to know if you do you got the type of crown that you can do in 1 day. You know, you come in and get it all done in 1 day.
Yes, it is possible.
It is possible. Okay, great. And how much are they each about?
Now that information I would not know, but give me 1 second. Let me get you over to someone that can help you out with that, as well as hopefully make an appointment for you.
Sure.
And what's your name, sir?
My name's Dennis.
All right, Mr. Dennis, 1 moment for me.
Sure.
Thank you for calling the... We can help patients with just about any of their dental needs. Whether you need just a simple cleaning or complicated and extensive dental work, we have the knowledge and experience to give you the highest quality care. Over the years, our patients have given us the compliment of referring family and friends to our practice. Your trust is an inspiration for us to continue to strive for excellence. If people you care about are concerned about their smile, please tell them about our office.
Hi, Mr. Dennis.
Hi there. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Good.
Good. You need to get scheduled for a few crowns, sir?
Well, I just want to know. I didn't want to schedule you. I just want to know. I think I need 3 or maybe 4. I want to know how much they run about. And you can do the kind that you can do in 1 day there? 1 day, in and out?
Yes, sir. I mean, we can definitely do instant service for crown same day, but it definitely is dependent upon the patient and exactly, you know, what's going on with that tooth. And also, if our doctors here even recommend a crown,
to be honest
with you, we don't provide pricing over the phone because we don't know if that's going to be our doctor's recommendations or if you'll need any build-ups or anything like that surrounding your crown. So it would definitely be misleading. Give you a price. Now, in range, you know, not root canals, but crowns definitely could run you a couple $1,000 in general. Now, our office, we're not the most expensive. We're not the least expensive, but we won't be able to give you, you know, a price until you've had an exam, to be honest.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're honest. Did you say I might need a root canal? Is that what you all said?
Well, I bypassed that because normally I was about to talk about root canal. Because normally when you hear crown, it's associated with root canal, but you didn't say that. So that's why I stopped myself.
Oh, okay. Okay. I might need a root canal, but we're not sure, you mean, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm not sure of that, but I just know normally when you see crown, it's normally associated with the root canal, but that doesn't mean that you need one.
Okay. I think I understand that now. No problem. No problem.
Now, have you gone to a dentist? Did a dentist, you know, recommend the crowns for you, or are you interested in crowns?
A little bit of both. I used to go to a dentist guy down in Griffin, and moved a little closer to the city, and I'm thinking about, you know, maybe getting a few crowns. I might need a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you want these in the front or?
I'm not sure where I want them really. I guess just depends, you know, just depends, I guess. But I'll tell you what, I got to run in a couple of seconds because I do have a meeting right now. Like I'm supposed to be there 5 minutes ago. So can I give you a call back?
Oh, okay.
Can I give you a little call back?
Call me back and I will get you scheduled and I can tell you about the different things we got going on here.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know what to say, man. I mean,
There were some things I liked, actually.
Well, you mean she said you want a crown in the front or the back?
I was going to say she went clinical, which I know we've talked about that before.
She went clinical.
Never go clinical. Get the patient in. Never go clinical. I do like, I'm not saying it was done that elegantly, but I do like that the person who answered the phone really didn't know how to answer the question, so she did get you to the right person that theoretically knew how to answer the question. The whole time was a little long. That might be edited out when you're hearing this. The whole time was long, but in general, I thought that was okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
Then she started doing the root canal stuff. Why would
she ever bring up a root canal? Which she said, she said a root canal is normally associated with a crown. I'm thinking, really?
Times she said that.
I know. I mean, she got me thinking I might need a few root canals too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could say root canals, but a crown's not necessarily associated with the root canal. Like, doesn't work backwards.
Exactly. It's not retrofitted.
Yeah, I mean, I think, right, exactly. I thought they were both nice. I thought they both cared. But she shouldn't have gone clinical, and she should have made the appointment.
I would say, all the stuff. What's the bottom line?
Should have gotten you in without any muss or fuss. Yep. Gotten you in for a free consultation.
Exam.
Yep. You're talking about. And she said $2,000 for a crown. I don't know. Maybe that's what they charge for a CEREC in that part of town. But just should have gotten you in. You're a patient that knows you want a lot of treatment, and she blew it.
Because the way she blew it, the main reason is, I mean, you could, whatever she said, but she never got any of my contact information, other than she knows my name is Mr. Dennis.
Right, that's the bottom line.
She had no, so there's no way she can ever reach me again, ever.
That's the bottom line. She could have done everything perfectly and still would have failed because no info, no appointment.
So grade?
I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to say an F, maybe a D-.
Yeah,
I'm going to be a little more generous. I think with the right training, both of those people have a lot of potential. They weren't complete losers.
They were kind.
So I'm going to upgrade them to a C-.
No, well, okay. I'm going to say because
you can say anytime they don't get the patient and it's an F, which is true.
You can say that,
but I'm being a little generous.
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we've ended episode number 9. And I'm Dr. David Matto. We will see you next time.
I'm Dr. Richard Matto. Great to be with you. See you on the next Dental Practice Fixers podcast.
Number 9.